Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. We do have a wonderful show lined up. We are going to talk about how you can age gracefully and avoid cancer. That's what we're going to talk about. Plus, we got some topics also to cover how to remove toxins and what they do to your system. And also, we might get to things like appendicitis and congestive heart failure if we get time. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, big salute and Semper Fi to our military, always praying for them. And while we're praying for them, we're praying for all of America, right? Well, you should be hitting those knees and asking God to intervene, because we have really messed up royally here in America. We have allowed some unscrupulous people in positions of authority to usurp the American people and their constitutional rights. And so we have removed the one big blessing from everything. And you know who that is? The big guy upstairs, God Almighty. We removed him. So we got to bring him back into the fold and reap the blessings that America once had. Otherwise, we're being taken over by our enemies. That's what happens when you sin. God does that. He allows your enemies to take over. So, you know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It's growing short. And without further ado, hey, let's do that quack report. Well, thank you, Frank. Well, you know what? The FDA got in trouble. Novartis got in trouble with the FDA. That's how I want to say it. Yeah, kind of odd and rare, I guess, that the federal agency, such as the Food and Drug Administration, actually does their job to try to protect the public somewhat. So anyway, in a rare example of doing their job, they sent the Novartis giant, the big pharmaceutical giant Novartis, a letter. Novartis AG, certain statements that they're making about their new meningitis vaccine called Manvino. They're saying it's not in accordance with the agency's guidelines. Apparently, the letter that was dated June the 24th of this year, the FDA pointed out that some of the company's doses in the schedule statements for Manvino were not FDA approved. They made recommendations like, you know, quote, routine vaccination of adolescents, preferably ages 11 to 12, with a booster at age 16 years. Agency not cool with that. The FDA said, no, remove those claims. Also, however, on the flip side, the FDA did comply with the requests of Novartis, who want to expand that meningitis vaccine to children as young as 2 months of age. So, you know, and that's even despite the facts that the vaccine increases the risk of seizures, Guillain-Barre syndrome, not to mention, you know, headache, nausea, and muscle pain. So, yeah, give it to the two-year-olds. See what they do with it. Okay, we are moving along. Here's something that's interesting. Speaking of pharmaceuticals, here's an ex-pharmaceutical rep. Her name is Gwen Olson. She's a big activist now. Mental health activist, but she used to, for 15 years, she was a drug rep, making, you know, probably six figures. Now she's going out and she's saying, she's ex-pharmaceutical sales rep now, and she's saying her personal experience and inside information into that business, she wants to tell people some very disturbing and disheartening facts, the truth of this highly corrupt industry. Of course, you and I know it's corrupt. You and I know they have prostituted themselves, have sold every man, woman, and child on this planet out. And you know what? Judgment days are coming. But anyway, according to Gwen Olson, it's only after, they're only after the money, she said, not after health of its patients, like we didn't already know that. She said, quote, we were being trained to misinform people. Yeah, I believe it. She says now she's on this personal, passionate quest to wake people up. As many as possible into the deception of the pharmaceutical industry. She says, quote, there is no such thing as a safe drug. She also has said in an interview that the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to cure people. Oh, yeah, they just want to manage your disease. And according to her, she confirms they want to trap people into a lethal cycle of chemical dependency. Her words. I believe that. All right, moving along. Here we are with more vaccinations. U.S. government has caught, they were caught in a fake vaccination program. They wanted to harvest DNA from the recipients of the vaccines. This was happening over in Bin Laden's territory in Abadad. Yeah, CIA agents had a fake vaccination scheme. They wanted to harvest DNA from civilians as part of their secret intelligence operation to get DNA on the Bin Laden family members. They wanted to find out where he was hiding. So this first time mainstream media basically is admitting vaccines were used as weapons of war. the vaccine programs. Nothing to do with public health at all. Everything to do with killing people. Also, you know, vaccinations, guess what? Now you know they can be used to harvest your DNA without your knowledge. What's up in the crack? Let's see. Moving along. Superbug horrors. Scientists discover gonorrhea superbug. problem is, nothing kills the thing. There's no antibiotics known that will do anything to it. Hospitals are breeding grounds, they say, for antibiotic-resistant germs. Yeah, we know that. Newborn babies are acquiring these superbug infections at the alarming rate in the neonatal units. Well, yeah, they are. Now, while the superbugs are resistant to most antibiotics, there's these new superbug strains that have been found that are completely resistant to every antibiotic. The international research team has just announced the discovery of a superbug form of gonorrhea. Yeah, Dr. Magnus Unimo of the Swedish Reference Laboratory Pathogenic Neisseria Lab warned that there's a new strain likely to transform the world, basically, because it's not a treatable infection now. Nothing can touch this new gonorrhea strain, which they have not been able to document or identify. You know, they're trying to identify it, but there's a new strain. They're calling it H041. New strain, especially dangerous because gonorrhea is the most common sexually transmitted disease on the planet. The number of U.S. people with gonorrhea alone is 700,000. And that's every year people are diagnosed. 700,000 people. Oof. So, and what's really weird about gonorrhea is that sometimes in half the infected women, there's no symptoms, so you don't know you got it. And in approximately 2 to 5% of men, they don't know they have it either. So the symptoms, when they do occur, include some burning sensation during urination and a discharge of pus from the genitals. If you leave it untreated, can cause some serious irreversible health complications, including skin, blood, joint, and heart problems, and even death. So, goodness. Oh, we're reaping what we sow, eh? And last but not least in the quack report, bed bugs. Yep, remember I told you years ago bed bugs would be coming back with a vengeance? Well, here they are. And now they're carrying the MRSA virus, the MRSA, infection. Now, they're not actually saying the bed bugs are causing the MRSA, but there's new concerns that the bed bugs may be a result of some recent research they were just conducting in some improvised neighborhoods on the outskirts of Vancouver in Canada. Scientists analyzed the crushed bodies of 5 bed bugs taken from 3 hospital patients and found evidence that they had the drug-resistant staph bacteria in the bug. No evidence, though, suggesting that the bedbugs were actually spreading the drug-resistant bacteria between human patients. But bedbug bites can cause itching, and itching can, you know, scratching and break open the skin, and, you know, bacteria can start. You know, hard to combat MRSA once it gets started. Now, the downtown eastern neighborhood of Vancouver, an economically disadvantaged section, has experienced simultaneous boom in bedbugs and MRSA cases. And this study is going to be published, has been published in the May 2011 Emerging Infectious Disease Journal. So you can check that out for yourself. Get some, you know, flea and tick be gone, bug be gone. You know, the people at Apothecary Herbs have that stuff. Check it all out there at thepowerherbs.com. And you know what? That wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, that's what I did when I went on vacation last month. You know, even though you go to a decent resort, I still bring my bottle of Bug Be Gone, you know. Yeah, that natural plant enzyme, bugs don't know what to do with that. I spray everything, luggage, bedding, when I get there, right before I leave. So, I mean, you know, no taking no chances with that stuff. Okay, so we're going to talk about how we can gracefully age and also avoid cancer. How's that? Two things there. Well, you know, is it possible to age gracefully without getting cancer? Well, yeah, I think there's a way to do that using, obviously, whole foods and some natural supplements that have not been overly processed and adulterated to remove any of the nutrition. You want whole food items that preserve that nutrition. Now, the scientific community has been looking for the holy grail for centuries. They have. And you know what? 1939, a Japanese scientist by the name of M. Katakoa, he isolated the first plant phenol called resveratrol. Resveratrol. And by 2006, some Italians and German scientists had learned to use the resveratrol compounds to extend the life of yeast and mold and then even fish. So it was the first research that was published in the Journal of Nature that showed that resveratrol had life extension properties by about 56% involving a vertebrae called the turquoise killfish. So fish that were normally living just 9 weeks were living over 14 weeks on the resveratrol. So according to the study, not only were the fish living longer, but they were also more energetic, and they learned to avoid negative stimulus. So I guess they, you know, had a higher IQ for fish, if that's possible. But numerous studies using resveratrol in high doses on animals basically improved some conditions such as skin lesions, cancer, digestion, and even inflammation. And one study tested resveratrol on rats with esophageal cancer, and it reported it reduced the size of the tumors. Now, I think the scientists pretty much tested resveratrol on just about every condition, including Alzheimer's disease. But what the public heard in the media was that red wine containing resveratrol was beneficial in preventing heart disease. Yeah, that's what we got. That was the media splash that we got. So how can resveratrol help? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to look at it. What is it exactly? What is resveratrol? Well, it is a natural phenol found in plants. And when they were using the lab animals, it's been under study, that they wanted to find out how it helped with cancer. So, and how it helped with, you know, inflammation and diabetes and heart disease. So when they were using the lab animals, they were watching that. And a pharmaceutical company called Certris, it launched a study in 2008 using extremely high doses of a proprietary formulation of resveratrol. And you know what that means? That's code for using isolated compounds of the phenol in order to later patent it as a drug. So they were using high doses of this proprietary formulation of resveratrol to see if it would lower blood sugar in humans. Now, the trial was conducted in private in India, private study, and investors were anticipating a new drug success. Oh, yeah, cha-ching. They were looking at the money. Now, the trial, well, however, the study basically was never officially published. And it was just alluded to here and there in review articles where the resveratrol was said to offer some anti-aging benefits. I want you to be aware that resveratrol has been made into a metabolically engineered microorganism in the lab, and it's sold on the market as a nutritional supplement. Now, that's a pharmaceutical industry trying to tell you it's a vitamin, okay? Now, in the early stages, scientists took the isolated plant phenol, resveratrol, from the Japanese knotweed plant. That's where they originally got it. So that's where you'll find that isolated phenol. That's where they got it from. So let me talk about the natural versus the engineered for just a minute, because it's important, because I want you to be aware. What is found naturally doesn't always remain natural when you process it. Processing plant phenols and isolating them from the rest of the plant nutrition actually corrupts them. So the desired outcome can be very different. Therefore, pregnant women and cancer patients that are being treated with chemotherapy should avoid resveratrol supplements and instead, you know, get that nutrition in whole foods like your broccoli, peanuts, and red grapes. Okay, very important there. So how does, if you're eating foods with resveratrol in them, how does it work? Well, according to scientist Matt K. Birelline. Kabir-Lean is a professor at the University of Washington. He's also the author of an essay titled The Ongoing Saga of Sirtuins and Aging. Now, he says the nutrition of resveratrol affects human proteins that are called sirtuins. So how does the sirtuins affect the aging? Well, they seem to play a role in the anti-aging mechanism. So how does that work? Well, how does it do it? The sirtuins influence caloric restriction, which affects your lifespan. Scientists think that somehow the resveratrol can kick or trick the body into a biochemical marker, and it thinks that it has the nutritional benefits in calorie terms without you eating large amounts of food. So this may be how this compound can assist in diabetes and obesity and stuff like that, and also inhibit the cancer cell growth and other metabolic diseases. However, Professor Kabir-Lane is skeptical. He is skeptical that sirtuins are the holy grail to anti-aging. Other research has revealed that the resveratrol works like an estrogen regulator. Estrogen plays a big role in the human metabolism and affects areas such as your fertility, your glands, muscle strength, your thyroid, heart, memory, digestion, bones. Also regulates your genes and balances metabolism and regulates your circulation. So kind of important there. Therefore, you know, it is believed that resveratrol is an excellent nutrient for women going through the menopause, since it has a lot to do with hormones. And it appears that this super plant phenol also helps to reduce stress and reduce free radicals. So while the mainstream press had us believing that resveratrol was available mostly in red wine, you can actually find just as much of it in red or purple grape juice. However, you know, a little red wine containing some resveratrol has been known to protect against heart disease and cancer. So definitely, you know, in moderation, wine is fine. Let's talk about some quick little combos here, because since resveratrol is an antioxidant, it will also benefit you to combine this nutrient with foods or supplements that contain your vitamin C and E. Because together, these nutrients are more powerful to protect your cells from damage, especially if you consume alcohol on a regular basis. So foods high in vitamin C are going to be your guava, oranges, cranberries, sweet peppers, papaya, mango, kiwi, grapefruit, and broccoli. And some of your vitamin E foods with the tocopherol are going to be your cold-pressed vegetable oils, sprouted seeds, sunflower seeds, nuts, almonds and walnuts, whole grains, Brussels sprouts, peaches, wheat germ, asparagus, green leafy vegetables. And your herbs that are high in these nutrients are going to be horsetail herb, rose hips, lemon peel, sienna leaf, orange peel, spirulina, barley grass, yellow dock root, red raspberry leaf, red clover, lobelia herb, and hops flower. And you know, there's some extras here you should be aware of, because what extra benefit you're going to get, what can you expect if you're going to have foods with resveratrol in them? What does that nutrient do for you? Well, it's also an immune booster. Yeah, it'll boost that immune system up. This plant phenol in resveratrol will help fight off various diseases. Now, we admit that, you know, cancer is less common than colds and minor illnesses, and therefore, you know what, you can regularly benefit from foods and herbs that contain this resveratrol. Just think, when you consciously add foods and herbs to your lifestyle that contain resveratrol, you will automatically assist the cardiovascular system. You'll strengthen bones, you'll achieve proper weight, you'll help balance blood sugar, and you'll pour tons of antioxidants into the system to help repair cells and slow down the aging process. See how that works? Kind of neat. And you know what? God's the genius behind all that. So, you know, you could go out there and you don't have to just simply exist. You can enjoy life, because instead of just muddling through life day by day, you want to have good health and vitality to enjoy life and be able to handle the stress life can dish out. So you'll want to be as healthy as possible for the challenges that are facing us in the very near future. And I think survival of the fittest will shortly come into play. So now would be the time for you to do your due diligence and get as healthy as you can. Now, you'll want this reference guide. It has a lot of basics in there, and it'll get you started. It's called the Power Herbs Book, 13 Herbs Every Medicine Cabinet Should Have. You can pick up your copy of this ebook. It's a PDF download. It's just $14.99, and it's available at thepowerherbs.com website. If you don't have the computer handy, you can call their toll-free number and order it. It's just 866-229-3663. Their toll-free 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. International callers, 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. Now, this is not a hard copy, but a PDF file that is sent to you through your email. And don't forget, when you're talking to the folks at Apothecary Herbs, to ask for their free product catalog. And they're going to have tons of products in there, especially ones they make that contain the nutrition we just talked about. So look for these products, which will have your resveratrol nutrients, the Body Foundation food mix. They also have the calcium liquid formula, the heart liquid formula, the female liquid formulas, and the relax formula with the lobelia in it. You know, the liquid's more efficient and getting into the system really quickly, and you can adjust that dose from a quarter teaspoon to a full teaspoon for maximum benefit. Really easy to do, water-soluble, nothing to digest, works very efficiently. Call for your free product catalog, toll-free at 866-229-3663, or on the web, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Do your due diligence, do that, and guess what? Coming soon, Apothecary Herbs is going to have their annual stock-up specials. So we're going to announce that real soon. It's a big event where you can save money and stock up on your favorite products. So be tuning in for that or visiting the website for that big announcement. And speaking of announcements, I know I've got a break coming up, but, hey, get on the horn, write letters, call your senators, tell them that you disagree with Senate Bill 1310, Dietary Supplement Labeling Act. Because all that's going to do is put all your supplements on the bench. They're not going to be in the game. Then the pharmaceutical companies are going to roll off their vitamin wannabes, and they're going to be there, and you're not going to have squat. You're going to have real expensive junk. So get on the stick. If you haven't checked it out, do so. Natural News has got an article on it. You can check that out at naturalnews.com. It's the death of the supplement industry if you don't do something. We all got to do something. Call. We're going to take a break on the other side. More health news.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. We're back here on Herb Talk Live, and we're going to talk about appendicitis. Know anybody that's had that? Maybe you had it at one point. Did you go to the hospital? Did you have, you know, an appendectomy? Did they take the appendix out? Well, how about this? How about that? That's kind of radical to me. I mean, that's real invasive. There's got to be another way. So we're going to explore the other way. Hey, let's just avoid appendicitis altogether. Let's just talk about how we can do that. The main symptom, if you do get appendicitis, is abdominal pain. Usually some tenderness and fever go along with it. Your modern medicine approach doesn't always diagnose the appendicitis accurately at first. Statistics show that abdominal pain will occur with many other conditions, and only about 5% of the abdominal case will turn to be actual appendicitis. So what is appendicitis anyway? Well, in a shell, it is constipation. Now, if it is misdiagnosed, it's quite a serious problem. There are about 1 in 5 cases of appendicitis that are misdiagnosed, and therefore it's the third leading cause of malpractice lawsuits. Doctors are quick to remove the appendix because they think it is a useless blob of tissue. Hanging off there, off the intestine, off the cecum, it's just not worth anything. So what function does the appendix really serve, and how can we avoid or reverse appendicitis if we were to get it? Well, let's find out. First, though, I want to go over some more interesting statistics on appendicitis because stats for appendicitis change quite frequently. The Roth-Rock study done in 2000 found about 8.6% of the males and 6.7% of the females have a lifetime risk of acute appendicitis. And over 8% of the general populace is going to be affected by appendicitis at some point in their lives, according to them. Well, getting treatment for appendicitis early is basically critical in order to avoid a perforation or a rupture of the appendix and any risk of peritonitis, which is an infection in the abdominal cavity. So we don't want that. Well, let's look at the function of your appendix, because your appendix is really a collection of lymph tissue, L-Y-M-P-H, lymph tissue, and it is designed to excrete immune system fluids into the bowel area. Now, that can be important, especially with a lot of E. coli floating around, don't you think? So the appendix is not a useless blob. Therefore, your appendix is part of the immune system, very important job it has. So what does it do with the immune fluids? Well, when the appendix detects bacteria or parasites or fungus or any foreign bodies in the bowel that aren't supposed to be there, it's going to release this fluid made up of white blood cells, and the immune system cells go to work and attack the infection. Okay, that's what it does. Now, there were studies done at UCLA Medical School which reported that if the appendix is removed, it has a negative impact on the overall immune system function. They also documented that the spleen won't work as well after the appendix is removed. Interesting. Well, you know, I don't doubt it, because all of these organs communicate with each other chemically. All right, let's talk about symptoms. Now, if you have appendicitis, the pain usually starts in the area of the belly button and gradually moves down to the lower right side of the abdomen there. And you definitely know that you have appendicitis if the area is hot to the touch, and that you would gain some relief if you flex up your right knee if you're laying down, okay? If the pain persists for more than 4 hours and fever develops, you should seek treatment. You already know what modern medicine is going to do to you if they suspect appendicitis. They're going to cut you open and take it out. So how does this happen? Well, when you have appendicitis, what you actually have is a little piece of fecal matter that blocks the opening of the appendix gland, and it can't secrete the immune system fluids. The appendix begins to swell and become inflamed because the fluid's backing up, and if the blockage isn't removed, the appendix becomes infected and begins to leak some pus, and appendicitis occurs usually after a person has had a bout of constipation, or it can be caused by overeating. So common sense says remove the blockage, not the appendix, right? So how do you do that? Well, let's talk about your blockage buster plan. The first thing to do, if you think you have appendicitis, is I would stop eating, okay? And this automatically takes the pressure off the digestive system.
Now, if there's a fever, you want to keep the fever wet, so drink lots of fluids. Water and juices are fine. You'll want to drink about a gallon of juices, if you can, apple or prune juice. Next, you are going to do an herbal high enema to dislodge the blockage and clean out the colon and the large intestine. Now, you do not want to do colonics. When colonics are about 20 high enemas done within 1 hour. You don't do that. No. Okay, you do not do colonics. You do an enema. And you put some herbs in there. And we're going to talk about this enema. So you do not want to use the high colonics, the 20 enemas within 1 hour, because they'll reach into the small intestine, and this would be too much pressure, especially on the appendix. Because your appendix sits right there at the transverse colon. Do you know what that means? That means it's where the small and the large intestine connect. So it's in that area. And so you don't need to do all those enemas. You just need a really good herbal enema. Just one should do it. And if there's a lot of pain, you can start with a little rectal enema to remove the material down on the lower end near the colon and move. And then you can move and do a little high enema a little bit further up. And that just means more fluid. That's what that means. Instead of just these little bitty enemas they sell at the drugstore, you'll need an enema bucket where you can fill with water and in your herbal mix. And we're going to talk about those herbs too. But if you suspect there's an infection, a fever is a good sign. You can add some garlic, about 6 cloves of garlic, crush them, you know, bruise them, mince them. In hot water, kind of make a tea with it, you know, boiling water. And add some echinacea root. If you don't have the real powdered root, you can use a tincture, 70 drops. You throw it in there, and you let that tea cool for about 20 minutes. You can put some antispasmodic herbs in there, too, because sometimes people, they're cramping, you know. So you can add some antispasmodic, like lobelia is fine, just a little bit of that. If you want to add some soothing herbs, you can do that too. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about what we're going to do in that enema. What I like to do when I deal with appendicitis is make some herb tea, and I make an herb tea, and that's my enema. And if you don't have herb tea on your shelf, you can make your own. You can improvise. You can take some herbal tinctures. You're diluting it in water anyway, so the alcohol is not going to be a problem. And I like to, like I said, use lobelia to avoid the cramping and the spasms of the colon. You can also take a little lobelia liquid by mouth to relax the person all over. Add your echinaceas for infection, your garlic. Use your marshmallow root to soothe the lining of the intestines, which is fine. And if you have some golden seal root, you can put that in there, too, and it cuts down on infections as well. And you can use a tea that's really full strength, but you definitely, you know, steep it 20 minutes so that it allows it time to cool off. And if you're in a big hurry and it's still warm, you can cool it off with adding additional water, cool water to it. So get that enema bucket handy as opposed to an enema bag so that you continue to fill the bucket and you can get the large intestine full of fluid without having to stop and remove the enema. And you can also obtain an enema bucket at your hospital supply service. Easy. Or just go to your local hospital and go to their pharmacy and buy it from them. A few bucks. They're not going to charge you a whole lot. If you don't have herbs, just use warm water for your enema. If you don't have any herbs at all, go for it with some really nice warm water. Hold the fluid in as long as possible and do some light massage over the appendix. So I know it's uncomfortable, but you're trying to dislodge that plug, you know, that little piece of fecal matter that's causing all this trouble. So massage from the hip bone towards the navel and the groin. Your massage motions should be from the lower right side up towards the center, and then from the pubic bone area up towards the center. And using the palm of the hand for the massage, this will help dislodge the blockage. So instead of the fingertips, use the palm, and that'll dislodge it and help drain the appendix. So that's what you need to do. Now, this procedure has worked with full-blown appendicitis. It's worked with, you know, people just now coming down with appendicitis. And this helps to avoid that rupture of the appendix. After the enema, you can also apply some castor oil packs over the appendix area itself to dry out any other additional toxins that may also speed up the healing. And you can learn about how to do castor oil packs and a lot of those natural therapies in that Power Herbs book I was telling you about. It's a PDF download for $14.99 off the powerherbs.com website, so you can check that out and learn how to do that there. So you could follow up after the enema with some more juices, some light broth, soup broth, if you will, no solid foods. And once you recover, you may want to do a bowel cleanse and a liver cleanse and use your immune-boosting herbs. So there are some ways to deal with that. So check that out. There are some wonderful cleansing, organ cleansing, including your bowel cleansing tools in packages, along with a lot of your echinaceas and your relax formula with your liquid lobelia that you can use in your enema bucket if you have appendicitis. Check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call toll-free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. International callers 803-746-0219 and thepowerherbs.com. Check that out. And before we move to our next topic, congestive heart failure, I want to reiterate this is so important. You want to contact your senators, all of them. I don't care if they're not your state senators. You got to get on the horn. You got to write letters to all of them. Hey, people, you people in Canada, you do it too, because, you know, global reform is what we're facing. So you need to write them in Washington, D.C., and tell them you object to the pharmaceutical industry using their lobbyists to pay off senators to push through regulation that will remove dietary supplements from the market. And that's what it's going to do. It's going to bog down supplement manufacturers and distributors in so much red tape and remove products from the market for 75 days while they deal with that red tape that you're not going to have anything unless, of course, you want to buy the pharmaceutical products that are now called vitamins. Well, there you go. There's an option for you. God bless you. But definitely do be proactive, because this is a stepping stone to worse things, and you got to, you know, they're doing it left and right. You got to stand up, and you got to defend. You got to defend the rights, or you're not going to have any in the end. Well, you know, I believe with Pastor Sanders, he's filled in for me on the show before. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Get ready for the crick in the neck from looking up at the oppressor. Because that's what you're going to do. Unless you call and say, oh, hell to the no. We want our supplements, and you're leaving them alone. All right, moving along. Congestive heart failure is next. It affects like 5 million people in the United States and many, many more all over the globe. Each year, 500,000 people get the diagnosis you have congestive heart failure. Now, in Europe, there's like 14 million people with this condition, and the numbers are going up dramatically. 20% of the patients that are diagnosed with congestive heart failure die within 1 year, and 50% die within 5 years. Hospitals love congestive heart failure because it is the leading cause of hospital admissions in people over 65. years of age, and it brings in billions of dollars to the medical industry. And you know how you get congestive heart failure other than having a crappy lifestyle? It's by taking cardiovascular drugs. They lead to a congestive heart failure. Therefore, you know what? The American Heart Association is not going to slay that money-making beast. Oh, no. It helps keep doctors and hospitals and pharmaceutical companies in the black. So you definitely aren't going to see a change there. So what is congestive heart failure and what is it not? Well, congestive heart failure doesn't mean that the heart quits working. It just means that the valves of the heart are damaged, and the heart itself is very weak and can't pump enough blood normally. Circulation gets slowed down, and the blood pressure tends to rise. There is a decreased supply of oxygen and nutrition to the body when this happens. The heart tries to compensate by holding onto more blood flow, and this causes the heart to become enlarged. And this makes the chambers and the walls of the heart stiff and thick. And this is pretty much a short-term fix that the body creates, but is only short-lived, as the walls then will deteriorate in the heart becomes weaker. It can't sustain the pressure. Okay? This eventually affects your kidneys by trying to retain fluids, and the arms and the legs and the ankles and the feet all begin to swell. The lungs and other organs, one by one, begin to bloat with excess fluid, and soon the entire body is congested with edema, that means fluids, toxins, because it can't draw off the, you know, the toxins, and not enough oxygen and nutrition get into the system. Total heart failure is right around the corner, basically. Heart failure is not a consequence of getting old, by the way. It is a condition brought on by either a birth defect, an infection, or a lifestyle disease. So in some cases, congestive heart failure isn't from a bad heart, but really from bad kidneys not working properly that pushes the fluid pressure onto the heart itself. So it could be coming from there as well. Here's some of the signs. If you have congestive heart failure, you may experience shortness of breath while lying down. You may be tired all the time and feel run down. Your feet, your ankles, your legs swell up, and you're going to pick up weight due to the edema or the fluid retention. You may also lack concentration and kind of feel fuzzy-headed, especially if you're taking pharmaceutical drugs. They have a tendency of doing that, making you feel like you can't remember. What are the causes? Well, several things can cause damage to the heart muscle and make it weak and create heart failure. A majority of the patients also have coronary artery disease. Arteries become blocked and are made stiff and inflexible with all the plaque. The blood supply can barely pass through the system, which starves the heart of oxygen, and it becomes weaker. Another problem that can jumpstart this cascade of events is creating the congestive heart failure is having a heart attack. So if coronary artery is blocked, lack of blood flow and oxygen to the heart is going to damage it. Now, if there is drug or alcohol abuse or a heart infection, this can also cause blood flow problems and damage the heart, creating cardiomyopathy. And a overworked heart due to high blood pressure, thyroid disease, kidney disease, diabetes, heart valve disease, or heart birth defects can create heart failure as well. Now, if you are unlucky to have any of these diseases one at a time, this can produce, in the end, congestive heart failure. That's right. What are the medical treatments? Well, your medical doctor will prescribe rest, get some rest, put you on a low-salt diet, put you on the cardiovascular drugs like your digitalis, your nitrates, your better blockers, also diuretics possibly, and on a low-fat diet. That's right. What about the natural approach? Well, over the last few decades, natural physicians have learned that instead of drugs, the body responds to nutrition such as magnesium, selenium, omega-3 fatty acids, and antioxidants. Most individuals with congestive heart failure have gotten the condition slowly over time. So most individuals that get this over time, therefore their recovery to correct the cause of the problem is going to take time to reverse it. So the recovery time to correct the cause of this problem is going to take, in most cases, probably consistent work for about a year. Physicians experienced in natural healing know it will be a combination of things to get the person back to good health. Most people with congestive heart failure, pretty much overweight, have the high blood pressure and the cholesterol, maybe have diabetes. They're eating the wrong foods and are generally living a sedentary lifestyle. Now, the first line of business really is to get nutrition into the body while lightening the burden on the major organs. This approach will also produce weight loss, further removing stress on the organs. So juice fasting or juice flushing, whichever you want to call it, with your citrus and vegetable juice is going to fast track the live nutritional enzymes into the system without the heavy bulk of food on the system to digest it. That's a lot of energy the body normally needs to deal with solid food. So you're going to lighten that load. You're going to get the nutrition in, and you're not going to feel hungry, but you're going to be on your juices. And this will basically will offer a 50% improvement almost immediately within the first 1 to 2 months. Now, if the patient goes strictly vegetarian, it's even better. The other 50% will gradually come over the next 6 months with organ cleansing of the bowel, urinary, liver, gallbladder, and blood, as well as using some herbs to stimulate kidney function, to thin the blood, to strengthen the heart muscle, to stabilize blood pressure, so on and so forth. Next, you want to add, you know, when that gets done, some aerobic exercise at a gradual pace. Some people make the mistake they want to thin the blood, you got to drink less. That's what they think, but this is not the case. More fluids are actually required to flush the gunk out of the system so that it can function normally again. So if the body hoards fluid, it's a sign of dehydration and improper balance of trace minerals. So you got to get those minerals in there. And that nutrition. So you want to clean up the lifestyle, and you never want to go back to the old lifestyle. Can't ever go back. And you're going to want to use some hawthorn berries because of the flavonoids in the berries. They bind to the heart muscle cell, and the heart muscle is going to require less oxygen to operate safely and also to, you know, circulate the blood and to function. Now, if you are in congestive heart failure now, if it were me, I would use 8 dropper fulls of hawthorn tincture every day and mix it with some liquid cayenne, about 5 dropper fulls of some really, really hot cayenne, and put that in about 8 ounces of water or vegetable juice. This alone will buy you some time to get strong while you're changing the diet, maybe going vegetarian. Next, you can do your organ cleansing, starting with your bowel, then moving up to the urinary and then the liver, gallbladder, and then you finish with the blood system. So your chances of having a heart attack at that point kind of slim, actually. So keep taking your hawthorn berries and your cayenne liquid every day. You might want to add a combination of heart herbs, red clover, motherwort, garlic, your hawthorn berries, of course, in a combo. That's the icing on the cake. Right there. PowerHerbs.com. They got that. I'm out of time. But you know what? Coming up next, Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. So stay where you are. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, and cure disease. Seek medical advice before using any product or therapy if you dare. Okay? I'm your host, Wendy Wilson. I got to go. Till next time, be well.